recording. It's rolling.
Oh.
Yeah, too.
This is collective bargaining at the University of Central Florida with the University of Central Florida Board of Trustees and the University of Central Florida Chapter of the United Faculty of Florida. It is March 14th at 1:06 p.m. And I have a draft of the collective bargaining minutes for February 22nd, 2019 for review, potential amendment, or acceptance.
Mason, were you at the last one?
Yeah.
So where does...
I usually send the kids.
Oh, okay. Got it.
I remember you doing...
I was there.
Yeah, it's okay.
I was there.
You were? Did you sign the sheet?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It is pie day.
Oh, it's on. 3.14. Should have brought pie.
We should have. That's why Amazon, that's why my Whole Foods app was offering me a free or greatly reduced pie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think
a lot of promotions on pies.
Yeah, there's a lot of promotions on pies. And pizza pies, I think.
There's
that
a,
sounds good.
You can get two pies. I guess I think you can get two pizzas for one today.
Where's that?
Domino's,
just
Papa John's, somebody.
All pizzas. I would get one free.
The one day with the
pizza, I'm just going to tell it everywhere I go that Mike Manimore said.
Do you want to start the pages?
We can.
Or do you want to start with the other two?
Well, we could do 18 just because we know we're going to TA on that, so we might as well just
start
get that.
With the win.
Start
yeah.
with the win.
Yeah, let's do that.
Good. Who has 18? Then?
Should be in your file there, I think.
I have. No, I don't. There's 16. And I have.
There are no other objections to the minutes, right? Just Ross's name was on it?
Yes.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. I should just have two copies of it somewhere. Huh. Did you not manage to get here with an 18? Yeah, you picked up everything that was there.
I don't remember seeing an 18, but you see, maybe it's...
Well,
yeah.
Definitely should have done.
Maybe we didn't get them in the pile, whatever.
Okay. Well, I'll go fetch that. No big deal.
Or we can wait till the caucus and you can run and get it.
Then I missed the caucus. That's exciting.
All right.
Yeah. You need all to right. get out of the
to
house
more often.
Sherry would like to miss a caucus, I think. Sherry will run and get it.
All right, well, she's doing that. I'll talk slowly. We have agreement on the minutes from February 22nd.
It'll take her a while. So if you want to talk about something else, we can do that.
How about
sure.
All right. We only have two copies of this, but this is Article 4, and we're suggesting status quo on Article 4. And I'll let you have the two copies I have.
Article 4.
Okay.
Just status quo. Stop.
Okay.
Do you want us to take a caucus?
I don't think that'll be necessary.
Yeah, we kind of went through what we had talked about last time as potential things that we could get off the table with status quo, and that was one of them, so we just printed it up just in case. I think that's been around since the Blue Book days. So.
Yeah.
Just move on to something else. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll think about this now.
Okay.
Well, we have Article 29. Hold on to that.
You know what?
Okay.
Eat the frog, so to speak. I read that book.
Should we wait for Charlie to come back?
Well, I guess so, because you'll probably want to caucus on that. So. Mm. Okay.
All right.
We can look at 16. You talked about 16 as a possibility. Discussed before and agreed on. The only real major change to this is we moved, and I think we had talked about this, letters of counseling and instruction up so that it's distinct from discipline, because it is, they really aren't discipline when we say that in the article. So, and then things like, you know, we're doing that instead of presidents, we're president's designee. We're doing the university thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's anything, we haven't changed anything since our last proposal, I don't think. I mean, in fact, I think we've taken some stuff out and just gone back to pretty much status quo, except for some language, one or two, that we'd already talked about and seemed, we thought, were in agreement on. So, but you may, since you have a new member of your team, you may want to, he seems to be intent on. Who has not seen these articles before, so.
Sure.
Did you double check that?
Double checking.
Okay. Okay, I think we'll take a very brief caucus for the disciplinary article. It shouldn't take too long.
And then we want to talk about four.
Yeah,
so.
And we have four, and then we did not distribute 29, sorry.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Here is a promised clean copy of 18.
Oh, okay.
Did we lose John as well? No, he's on the phone.
He's probably just not ready. Oh, should I write that he's attending via phone?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Thank you. So assign 4, and we will agree that it changes in 16.
Okay,
so, if you have a clean copy, we can sign that.
Okay.
And then I'm going to have my editor double check. This is it's all status quo except for the...
That one line was deleted.
One line that we emailed about this week.
It's clean 16.
Yeah. Clean 16.
Yeah.
I get when it rhymes.
It's nice to get things off the list.
It really is. I love checking things off.
So we just TA'd on 16
and
4. Mm-hmm. 16 and 4.
The kind of person who will write something back on my to-do list that I finished that I hadn't put on my to-do list.
I do that too.
Just so that I can check it off.
You know,
so I can see
you know
it.
There's a little OCD in your personality when you do that.
Absolutely.
I think that's a highly effective
thing. It is. Then you
it
can
is.
See it.
Makes you feel like you've actually done something.
Well, it also gives you kind of a record that you did it.
Exactly.
This is very disturbing, this conversation.
Should be really glad that all these people who are dealing with contract language care that much about details.
And we haven't even asked if you had anything for us, so we come back.
You ready to sign it?
Yeah, Rebel's just double checking for me. Editing and so on.
Here's a signed 16.
stack is getting fuller.
Oh, no, actually, while she's signing, while she's signing. So
an action shot.
An action shot.
Could you send me this? Is it just the iPhone? Just this?
Are you signing there, Jim?
Oh my. I'm not at this moment, but it could look like I am.
Okay. There we go. Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
Are you signing up for a time chair?
Nice and close.
This really makes my life seem really uninteresting. This is really got to stage these photos of me signing these papers.
So is this like, you know, a presidential signing where you give out pens?
Oh, yeah. This is Joanna's pen that I'm borrowing, so I can't give it away. Who wants the pen from Article 18? Really, really an exciting article. All right.
Well, that will make Dr. Klonoff very happy.
We love making Dr. Klonoff happy.
Actually, it should make some faculty happy too, because that was, I mean, I remember she called me down to her office and said, do we have to obey this in the CBA? And I said, well, yes, we do. But this just doesn't seem, why would we ever have this in the CBA? And I said, Liz, I have no idea. This was all like legacy language, and nobody wanted to touch this stuff for a long time.
Well, that's the thing. It just continues to reiterate how specialized all the IP stuff is.
Oh, yeah.
And how different it looks across disciplines.
Yes.
On campus. Very, very different.
Very, very different. And she was like, well, I just don't like this. And I said, I'll propose.
It helps when somebody's able to bring that to your attention.
Yes.
I always say, great.
Yeah.
Thanks for the information.
I'll see if we can get it. This is on the table, so I'll see if we can get that language stricken.
We start at 106.
Mm-hmm.
34 minutes in. Three articles signed.
That's good.
Take it. It's really weird that nobody wanted to join us today on spring break. The cheap seats.
Speak for yourself as to the spring break part.
Oh, I know. Mm-hmm. It's not. I used to. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not teaching this semester, but spring break is so essential for me with my grading.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, everybody leave me alone. I gotta give some meaningful feedback.
That's how you're teaching this summer.
I am.
Summer B.
Summer B. Online. Which is wonderful. My instructional designer.
Is it conflict resolution?
No, I'm teaching intercultural communication.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
My course is about to be marked with my quality review stamp, too. Yes, my designation.
Right.
So now you know it's a quality course. It wasn't before.
I had the state maintenance to that.
I know. No, it's nice though to double check.
Is that,
that
sort of like
anything?
The Good Housekeeping seal of approval?
Yeah.
Which I don't even know if that exists.
I don't even know if Good Housekeeping exists anymore, for that matter.
It does. I've definitely looked at
it. It got taken over by the organization craze, I think, maybe.
That's, yeah.
And the Marie.
KonMari method.
Yes.
Marie Kondo.
Does it bring you
I'll have you know I already folded my things before I even knew about the KonMari method. I felt very proud of myself.
Okay. Here, this is an executed Article 18.
Yay.
So we have some language to provide to you on this Ross is over there. About you on wages.
Mm-hmm.
So, I know it sort of speaks to itself, but speaks for itself. But the salary proposal would be for 2018, 2019, and 19-20. There would be an across-the-board increase that would be in the amount of 2% to the employee's base salary. It would be distributed on pay date 9/13/2019, effective August 23rd, 2019, and would also come with a one-time payment on the date of September 13, 2019, of $2,250. Then for year 2019-2020, there's an across the board increase that would be effective September 20th, 2019. So if we can reach agreement, that's a good week. Each eligible employee shall receive a 2.5% increase to the employee's base salary using the calculation using the employee's salary as of September 20th, 2019. So it would stack on top of the previous wage increase. We have language in here as to eligibility that I think is clear. Now, because we're spending future dollars that we're not, we cannot say for sure will be provided to the university, the increase in 2019-2020 is contingent upon the university receiving new recurring legislative or performance funding that would be able to cover the amount of the 2019-2020 salary increase for the bargaining unit. I think it's probably in between $3 and $3.5 million to fund that. Now, if there's no new recurring funds that are received that can be put toward that increase, this basically reopens and we negotiate. Sitting here today, we're hopeful and confident that we'll have the money to be able to cover this, or we wouldn't put it on the table. But there is that contingency that really has appeared, I think, in each of the in each of the universities that have gone out beyond a year, when they're stepping out past funding, it's just sort of a means for us to address a situation that hopefully won't happen. So like Florida Atlantic University has entered into two successive collective bargaining agreements with their faculty with future dollars in the collective bargaining agreement, but they have almost identical languages to this in it.
I think pretty much everybody except Florida has done that.
Yeah, and Florida Atlantic, by the way, I think they're in their fifth year of these. They've not invoked this language yet. Mm-hmm. So they actually have been able to come up with the money each year, or they've received new monies for the coverage of that increase. So anyway, this is what we've provided for your consideration.
Before we caucus, can you give me some kind of explanation for the seven-month delay in this academic year raise, with the offer on the table still being the exact same one-time payment?
Because we are now past the point where we can implement it during the academic year, and we can't give people money over the summer when they're not actually
on payroll.
So that always creates a problem for us when we get so far out, which, you know, we had talked about earlier in the semester.
I know we've talked about this many times. I also know that we got our raises in April last year.
But we agreed to them in January, so we had time to implement them.
In March. Yeah.
They were more complicated than a just across the board for every single person. They included merit.
No, they didn't do merit. We did across the board.
Merit last year?
No, we did across the board. For that very reason, because when you negotiate so late, you just don't have time to do merit. And we're way past where we were last year, so.
Yeah, I mean, to our great discouragement and disappointment, I think I mean, we'll caucus, but I can tell you right now that that kind of delay with the exact same one-time payment is a really big problem. And coming in again under, I mean, it just continues to be kind of the same argument we have every year about all of these kinds of things. Hopefully at some point we can agree that these are predictable, and that we don't have to continue to have the argument that you can't plan ahead, but that when we are right on top of it, you still can't take into consideration the information that we have now in front of us with our eyes. And also that I'm not sure why we can't give people a one-time payment that's for this year before August. If the raise is what's difficult, why we can't cut the check. They can get, it's not payment for them for work they're completing now, so I don't understand why that can't be implemented even if they're not on contract.
Well, we haven't closed out bargaining. Right?
I know, but if we agreed to all of, I mean, let's
okay,
say we agreed to an MOU.
Let me see if I can get the particular issues you're talking about. So I don't think there's anything we can do about the salary increase, but the one-time payment, so
mm-hmm.
we'll check on that. I don't know if that's possible, but...
But I do understand correctly that that's a separate process, right?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a totally separate process. So, one-time payment. And, of course, everybody, of course, you would like more than the 2.5%. So. Okay. So, do you want to caucus?
Yeah, I think we'll take a few minutes.
We'll take a few minutes, too.
John, we're caucusing. The room is not clear yet.
Don't share any secrets.
No, I'm just...
No, you're right.
Don't use Jeopardy words, too, right?
No. Plain language. Sixth grade reading level. All right, we back on?
Yeah.
Okay. We thank you for the time. We had a really effective discussion. I think we're very close here. I feel encouraged, and I want you to feel encouraged as well. We did have a couple of questions. So we tend to kind of think in terms of 9-month salary. What is this? Does this look any different for 12-month salary in terms of implementation? Year round.
Gosh, I hadn't even thought about that.
What do you mean? You mean the one-time payment?
No.
I mean
the increase, like.
It's a percentage.
I know. In terms of implementation, if the issue is 9-month salary.
You can't split up there are people who change from 12 to 9 months during the summer too. It's just.
Yeah, I know it's messier, and so then I guess I'm wondering if there's. Well, let me start with this instead, and we can maybe ask what that looks like. I mean, based on based on my experience, there's lots of ways that the university cuts one-time payments in TIP, RIA, SOTL, FCTL. There's kind of all of these programs that it doesn't seem like there's any limitation on that. And I think we would be really amenable to looking at, if we're not able to close everything out, doing an MOU where we agree to most of the terms, but we need to have the one-time payment implemented as soon as practical and not when we're looking at next fall.
Okay.
And we also need to remove the contingent language. We understand why that feels essential. We have failed to see any evidence in the last 5 to 6 years that the university wouldn't receive $3 million, $3.5 million to put towards instructional costs. If the university received no money for anything, that's a like kind of outrageous possibility. If we're really going to be actually canceled and punished, that's a totally different story. But the new recurring legislative funding, sometimes there's delays in getting that kind of information, but it shouldn't delay the implementation of something we're able to agree to 6 months out.
All right. Well, why don't we take a caucus? So the issues, if I understand them, Jennifer, is that sounds like you need the one-time payment sooner than what has been proposed, and that the other issue is that you cannot agree to the contingency language. Okay. All right. Well, we need to talk about that. We won't take that.
No, we won't.
Actually, they sent out surveys about that, about the whole...
Recordings are on.
I know, it was very controversial, the whole thing, but...
Is that sort of now a cowboy is sort of like actor? Like women are also using the term? It's not a cowgirl anymore? It's cowboy.
It's like firemen, female firefighters like to be called firemen.
Huh.
Because it's the traditional old-time word.
Mm-hmm. Oh, instead of firefighter.
That's
right?
Well, there are some people who are captains and military or police who prefer sir over man,
yeah,
as even if they identify as women, because that is more honorific. Shows you a lot about our gendered baggage in our language.
Your baggage is...
That is what I said.
Well, this is what we're able to respond with, and well, I'll lay it out, and then we'll let you take a caucus and think about it. We are able to make the payment that we offered, the one time, of $2,250 in the May 10th paycheck, which is the last paycheck of the academic year. We would need to have ratification by the United Faculty of Florida by April 10th to start that process. We can offer the 2%, which is the first payment in September, without a contingency. That's the 2% on September 13th. The 2.5% that we offered, which is a week later, I think it's September 20th, I don't have it in front of me, we still need the contingency because hopefully we have the money. It's not like we're saying that there's not going to be any wage increase whatsoever, but if the financial situation is such that we don't have the money to cover it, we go back into bargaining, and that's what we're offering. We're not saying you go to zero. We're saying we just have to sit down and talk about what money and resources we do have and how we can spend it. And we hope that was clear in our contingency language. Maybe it wasn't, but that's how we approach it and think about it. So with those three parts, why don't you think about... what you might be able to do.
I just want to double check something you just said. The 2% is for August 23rd, not September 13th, or you're moving it to September
13th. Let me see. I didn't have
August
it in front of me.
It's whatever we...
Okay,
it's
not, whatever
it is.
Yeah. Just wanted to double check.
Yeah.
He just isn't familiar with the numbers.
Yeah. Well, it's distributed. It's distributed on the pay date of 9/13/2019.
Right, but
it's effective 23rd, 2019. Mm-hmm. That is without a contingency.
Okay.
The 2.5%, which is effective September 20th, 2019, that has the contingency that if we go bust on that, we'll sit down and talk about it again.
You read the papers.
Some bigger issues if we really go bust.
We have bigger issues.
It's pretty scary what they're talking about up there.
They're very mad at us.
Yeah. They are very mad at us.
Which is unfortunate, because us is a very large group of people who depend on continuing to do the work
and
of education.
And had no part in the the problem, but certainly.
And 65,000 people being educated.
Mm-hmm. Well, just well, I want to say that for the record, the us in this context is the administration, and not they've said nothing disparaging about the faculty or
no,
students.
No, they haven't.
That's true. So,
just wanted to.
Just that one guy who
or
said
HR.
We should be canceled.
Yeah,
they've said nothing bad about HR either.
They've said nothing just bad about the chief negotiator at the University
actually,
of
yes.
Florida.
They probably put something
out
in there. Something very specific, probably.
All right.
Okay. Anything else we need to know?
No, that's we're going to communicate that.
You can't.
What would it be? What is that called?
Pause.
Pause.
Where
he can't.
You got
to pause
on. Pause. So, do you want Swiss or Monterey Jack cheese?
Monterey?
Monterey Jack.
Monterey.
Is that I mean, we mispronounce words too, though. That
we do.
I mean, in California and Florida, particularly, right? The
oh, yeah.
Native and Spanish words. But.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We've discuss the latest proposal that we have on the table of a majority of what's already in this with the guarantee of the 1.25 and the what we're calling the catastrophe clause for the additional 1.25, and we will agree to write that up together. And
okay.
We will come with an MOU next time then.
Next week we'll bring an MOU. We might, if we can, maybe get it to you in advance. So
that would probably
yeah.
be best.
We're not
having
to
we
will definitely
look at
do
it.
That.
I think everybody should take great care, look at a language when there's millions of dollars at stake.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mike, you agree with me that the MOU itself doesn't need to be ratified. because it's not a modification of the existing contract language.
I would agree. There's nothing in our contract that speaks as it exists now that speaks to either of these years and wages. So the only thing it's not in here. I just want to. I guess I would. One of the things. I mean, this. I don't want to cause a problem.
You're going in.
While we're doing this and we're getting this money out and we're doing this MOU and we're still talking about the contract generally, and as we're running out of this semester, mm-hmm. and we're looking at the fall semester and we're looking at the summer, mm-hmm. then maybe the next thing we tackle is the dichotomy between ADI mm-hmm. and release time, because
oh, yeah,
that's
we have
stuff,
release time. We have an article on release time. If we reached agreement on this, we mm-hmm. have a three to bring.
Okay.
So I just think because so in the past sometimes we let that get away from us, and those things have a particular calendar cycle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we don't reach an agreement by a certain time, then we can't get the release time
yeah.
out.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get the ADI agreed to at a certain time, then when the offers have to happen in August, they can't happen. So
they happen all the time.
They happen all the time, but
there's also a cycle, though.
There's a cycle.
Yeah, I've got some very unhappy people right now who want them.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm just saying. I don't.
We
have
unhappy people.
We'll resolve that.
We have unhappy people everywhere. You're right.
So you have a three that you'll present with the MOU,
mm-hmm.
not today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't have a copy of it, but
we'll try to send that too.
Yeah,
that'd
we'll
be great.
Send that. Yeah. Yeah.
I just didn't want to let that get away from us because it does have a time and cycle,
no,
too.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
It's sensitive for us, too.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Well, great. We'll bring it.
Yeah.
That was a
good work.
Sigh of relief. I heard it.
It was.
Our session is done.
Well, we worked. I think our both teams worked really, really hard.
Yeah. That's absolutely true.
And we are definitely making progress. We're getting this stuff crossed off.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
All
right, everybody.
Spring break Thursday.
Thanks, everybody. Have a wonderful St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, thank you. You as well.
that today?
It's Sunday.
Sunday. That's why I'm wearing my green today. But we won't be here on Sunday, so I thought.
No, we will not.
No, we will not.
But we will be here Thursday.
This is great.
I might not be anywhere on Monday either.
Yeah, and I will be here.
Why is that?
Well, because people go out and party. People imbibe on the feast day of St. Patrick's.
That's true.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Thank
everyone.
You all.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jen.
Sir, good to see you. Twice in 1 week. Well, there's always tomorrow. Sir.
Bye. Thank you.
Yep, take care.
See you. Enjoy yourself in the neighborhood.
See you. Yep, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Oh, yes.